You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for, what you really want, your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, everybody.
Now, if you're looking for your daily celebrity gossip, you, my friend, have come to the right place. So sit back up. Let us handle everything for you and take you on this ride. Now, over on the west side, we have Frank. Just Frank.
Just yes. Frank.
Heidi. What have you done to Heidi?
Oh, God.
It's just me today. Heidi's out sick, so this show's going to be great.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, because he doesn't get to rag on Heidi today.
You got your wish. You're going to miss her for 30 minutes. Yes. I promise you will. Now, Lady Tamar Braxton can't stop fighting in the Big Brother house and find out who she's arguing with now. Plus, would you tell a family member that they need to lose weight? Find out what celebrity had to deal with that. But first, Brad, what you got up?
Well, Head Crack, Super Bowl 53 is on the way, and the one thing we all love are the commercials. I mean, we used to have to wait for the big game to see these commercials, but now many are released earlier, and one of those was Cardi B's highly anticipated Pepsi commercial with Steve Carell. Take a look, y'all, and tell me what you think.
Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
There you go.
Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
That was kind of cool.
Why am I so excited for this commercial? Like, I feel like I'm in the commercial because she's in the commercial.
I thought Cardi B was supposed to play, like, halftime or a surprise come out with Maroon 5 or something. That's not happening?
We're hoping for that.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Only thing missing was, like, the teacher from South Park to be like, okay.
Only thing if she came out with Maroon 5 at halftime, she wouldn't be getting paid as much as she getting paid for this Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, she got the bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they gave Cardi B one, they should give Nicki Minaj one to Coke, should call Nicki and have her do
it. Well, once upon a time, Nicki did have one.
She had a moment. She had Pepsi, I think.
Yeah, well, she need to have another one then, honey. We like Nicki.
Well, let Cardi win right now.
Well, they gave her two words.
It's
now.
Enough
Steve
room
Carell
for everybody. It don't matter.
Talking.
They ain't give her two digits on that check, I bet you.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty interesting. I'm sure a lot of men have felt this way at some point in their lives. I'm talking about Dax Shepard when he sat down with Sam Jones on his show off camera. Now, he revealed something about his wife, Kristen Bell. Now, he claims years before they tied the knot that he wasn't quite sure about his future with the Good Place actress. Take a look.
How it worked that you put those two lives together.
I have this very weird mix of not thinking I'm good looking, general low self-esteem, chip on my shoulder that I'm dumb because I was dyslexic, all these things. Yet, unbridled arrogance in relationships. I've always been that way. I was going, do I want to be with a Christian who has 8 people living in her house for free, who has to get out of a car when there's a dog that doesn't have a leash and ruin her whole day to rescue this dog. Do I want to be? I wasn't certain I wanted to be with someone like that.
So you think it's a bit too honest?
That is as real as it gets.
I think it's that blunt force honesty that kept them together. She probably liked that because everybody was probably like flipping head over heels over her, like, you know, like in Hollywood and whatnot. Mm-hmm. For him to be like how he was, it made her probably want him more.
Like a challenge.
Yeah.
But I think I like the fact that he's being honest to say that he probably ain't all that in real life, but for some reason, he think he the bomb when it comes to relationships. Because a lot of men act like that. You get with them, you're like, you get what I mean? Like, you're not even all of that.
Right. But when you lack in multiple departments, your confidence shows up in some department in your life, and I guess that's where his is at.
And probably because he know how to put it down in the bedroom.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
I think that's where some of his confidence comes from.
So, Portia, if Dennis said this about you, would you take offense personally?
No, because guess what? Overall, he figured out that opposites attract, and she was the best person for him.
No, we're talking about you.
She probably make him. Yeah, if Dennis said this, then that means I make him better, because he definitely ain't made me worse.
See, what he did was brilliant, because he put out positive fear. But instead of saying anything bad about his wife, he said, she is so good. Do I want to be with that? And that makes him more mysterious and attractive.
And the fact that she would pick up a puppy off the street, maybe she picked him up like a man with a broken leg.
Knowing that Kristen Bell types are driving around Hollywood looking for loose dogs, I'm just going to walk around with a leash around my neck and just walk around.
Well, this is a blast from the past, y'all. Do y'all remember Marie Osmond?
Of course.
Yeah, the Osmond family, Donnie and Marie fame. Exactly. Well, she was recently interviewed by People Magazine, and they asked her when was the last time her kids brought her to tears.
Oh, they're so sweet. My gosh. I mean, just before I came out here, my 16-year-old... How many 16-year-olds tell you they love you? It's hard when you have to work. I was the provider. And so for my children to understand that and to love me and to care enough about me to say, Mom, you're going to die. We need you. Please lose the weight.
So what about y'all? Would y'all lose weight if someone asked y'all to? Like someone close to y'all? Girl, what you laughing about?
She fainted and they still told her she needs to lose weight.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean.
Especially when you're not used to doing that kind of work. And it's weird because actually she grew up doing like active things.
Yes, honey. They say the kids asked her to lose weight after she fainted during Dancing with the Stars.
And she lost 20 pounds on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, but she, like she said, she was the damn main provider, honey. I'm out here working, honey, to feed y'all asses. And you gonna tell me I'm fat?
As a child, did anybody on the show approach one of their parents maybe about a health condition or a bad habit that they were involved with that you said, hey, I'd like you to stop?
Yeah, definitely. My mom, had, in her past, she, you know, had gained weight just living life. And we talked about her working out more and getting into shape, and she actually has done that.
Oh, did she did?
Yeah, we went to Dr. Curves and got some things moved around. But she also made a habit of, like, working out and got herself together. And my mom looks absolutely amazing at 61 years old.
Yes, she does.
She did that.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes the people closest to you to kind of get you right and get you recalibrated. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. I was hanging out with my pops recently. He's like, yo, only eat bad like this when I'm depressed. He's like, you must be depressed a lot.
All right, head crack. Let me ask you the same question they ask Marie Osmond. When's the last time your kids made you cry?
You know, just sometimes just looking at them. Because, like, you know, especially, like, when you have, like, children that are across the spread, you think about, like, damn, man, this guy's going to have me around longer than this guy's going to have me around, just because, like, the numerics of it all.
That's the morbid side. Don't think about that. Think about that they are blessed enough to have you with them while you're here.
Yeah,
I want to think about it like that because, you know, I'm going to be an older mom, so.
Yeah, your kid's not going to have as much time with you.
Exactly. I don't know.
Jesus.
Gotta make it count. Anyway, this next story has to do with a friend of Dish Nation. Empire star Jussie Smollett was just a victim of what looks like a hate crime.
Oh, my God.
He was in Chicago. He was on his way to go grab a late-night meal, and he was attacked by two men wearing ski masks who approached him and used the N-word and a very derogatory slur used against gay people as well. And they were asking him if he was from Empire. Then they proceeded to beat him up, pour bleach on him, and put a noose around his neck as they screamed, "This is MAGA country." Now, Jussie was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was treated for a fractured rib and was later released. Police are investigating the crime right now, and hopefully they can track these cowards down and bring them to justice.
Absolutely. Oof. My God. Prayers up for Jesse.
Now, because Jesse is so well-loved, a lot of people have been reaching out on social media and giving their love and energy. The Reverend Al Sharpton said, the reported hate attack on my friend and brother actor Jesse Smollett is despicable and outrageous. The guilty must face the maximum. Now, Zendaya said, this is heartbreaking and terrifying. Please pay attention to what's happening here. Sending all my love to that Jesse Smollett. So keep that love train going. And listen, everybody at Dish Nation wants to extend our arms and our hands around you and wish you a speedy recovery and the best of luck moving forward.
Switching gears, our favorite exes, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, are beefing again. And we'll explain the new drama when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
Now it is time for another Rob Kardashian versus Blac Chyna report. Man, this keeps getting better and better.
Oh,
so it looks
Lord.
Like the former lovebirds might have to return to court soon in regards to their daughter, Dream Kardashian. Now, for those who don't know, the story goes a little something like this. Rob was preparing to drop off the baby Dream for a little mommy-daughter time and realized that Chyna went MIA. Mm. He couldn't get a hold of her or the nanny. So it soon became super obvious that Blac Chyna jetted off to Hawaii to go hang out with her newest boyfriend, or should I say captured Brokemon, a guy by the name of Kid Boo, after he posted videos of her twerking on him by poolside.
Oh, I missed that whole little transition.
Anyway, so now Rob is pissed because he wasn't given any type of notice that Chyna was going to be out of town and to be able to care for the daughter. But Chyna says Rob is lying and there was a nanny he could have left Dream with, and he is just mad because she got a man and is kind of moving on with her life. So what y'all think?
Yeah, he a little mad, but still is tacky.
Why would he be mad?
He mad. No, trust me, not poor.
He's moved on with his life.
Right.
But that's still, you still get mad.
And the way they go at it, I could never see them getting back together.
Right.
Because she controls him and he don't like it and he's all quiet and don't get no backbone when it come to her, so I don't think they'll ever work out.
Yeah,
but they
but
should
still.
Just split the parenting skills like 50-50 straight down the middle.
Well,
just
apparently
so they
she
both
don't
have...
want to do that.
Well, because there's money in being the primary custody
I'm
parent.
Sure.
Like a lot of money in that.
Well, you impregnated her. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's why I said be careful who you sleep with.
Deal with it.
Because
you was engaged to her too. Ain't like she was just some random. He was actually going to marry the girl.
Right.
At one point.
I know,
right.
But like she was like the dude who pulled, you know, she was like the girl who pulled the little thumbtack out of the lion's paw, like when he fell off at that whole little sock deal.
She got lucky, okay? Oh. Okay, what is this fault?
Well, I'm glad on that part. She got lucky.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be mad at her. Woo, well, all this fighting in Hollywood, well, Gary, your girl, Tamar Braxton is at it again.
Oh.
Baby, she got Celebrity Big Brother all the way lit. So last night, head of household, Kato Caitlin, put the songstress on the chopping block to get evicted. But the reason as to why he did sent Tamar into a raging fury, honey.
Oh,
check it out.
I have nominated you, Tamar. I thought it was probably best. I know you miss your son so
much. I ain't never
so
told y'all I want to go home. I ain't never told you that. Burrito, I'm a businesswoman.
I just thought when you said you weren't going to clean, that was like, we're kind of a team here, and I slipped on some shrimp today.
I'm not the maid.
And
go ahead. Go home and be your mother.
Oh, God, here we go.
And a maid.
He didn't tell you to go be.
Yes, he did. Go home and be with your son. That was so sexist.
I didn't mean it to be sexist.
Well, it's sexist. You said I don't clean up around here.
I said...
First, I don't clean up around here. You slipped on shrimp.
No. Tamar, I said...
That's what you said,
I said... No, I said...
You said you slipped on shrimp and onions and basil.
But I said...
I don't clean up.
But I said it's a tea. We all clean up.
Yeah,
I didn't clean up.
Yeah, but I cook around here. I cook for everybody.
First of all, if you ain't helping out cooking, why your ass in the kitchen?
Or have you some non-stick, non-slip shoes.
There you go.
But Kato
still got an axe to grind, honey, with OJ, so honey, he won't... Tamar ass out.
He coming for her.
He is. And it's almost like they trying to set her up to go off now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
good and crazy
they know she gonna go off over the smallest thing probably. So they probably trying to set her up to make people not like her even more. It's a strategy.
Because you know, when people get ready to kick you out the house or put you on the chopping block, they always act innocent. Well, me, no. It wasn't like that. It was just, I feel like she should be with her son.
And honey, Kato back part queen anyway. He got some petty in him.
I never picked up on that radar.
He's very soft-natured, darling.
Soft-natured? Is that
a new way? You sexist.
Oh, God. You know I'm not sexist. You know you're an old white woman. You belong here with us.
Anyway, y'all, up next, honey, could Jenny Mai, honey, have a new man?
Ooh.
And it's a wrap. It's a rapper, honey. It's a smash alert. And we're going to give you all the tea right after the break.
Dish Nation.
We are already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, y'all.
Well, guys, we got a new specialer.
And you did it from the side.
It's just because the mic is in the way, and I ain't want to hit the mic.
Oh, no, you hitting it from the side.
Put it from the side. So let me get into it, y'all. Jeannie Mai, one of the hosts of the talk show The Real, recently had a star-studded 40th birthday party. And one of her friends, Malika Hawk, posted this picture on Instagram. And it looks like a couples-only picture, y'all.
It definitely does.
Okay. You got Malika with her man, rapper OT Genesis, new couple Lori Harvey and singer Trey Songz. And who is Jeannie matched up with but rapper Jeezy?
Yeah.
Honey, social media went crazy thinking these two are together. And Jeannie went on her show yesterday to let us all know what was really good. Take a look.
Are you and Jeezy making beautiful music together? Damn it, Malika, can't we all but just chilling without having to explain how we're chilling? I can't even. Look, you guys know that I'm multi-dating, right? And,
okay.
And Jeezy and I hang out, and he's very special to me. So we don't really have a label to define what it is we're doing. We're just having a good time together, you know?
That's what I like about other races. They could come up with all kind of words
yep.
and say all something.
Yep.
Like, oh,
that's new. Multi-dating. So I believe what she means by multi-dating is like whatever ethnicity. Because yeah. her husband was really white.
And she cried and was
and
very Jeezy, upset a minute ago.
Yes, she was.
Show.
And
yes,
Jeezy is very black.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like rapper. Black power. He didn't have
yes.
a song, Black President.
My president is black.
My
though.
President.
Yes. Yes. I ain't mad at her. Switch it on up.
That's
honey.
Right, girl.
Switch it up.
I want
They're
to start
cute.
Saying that, bitch. I am multi-dating.
Okay. And she said that as like translation. Yeah, we have sex.
Right.
Yeah. We each other. And,
right. Yeah, we slept together that night.
Well, all right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
And you know, being on Dish Nation every day, we always smiling and laughing and showing off our pearly white teeth. And I found out about this toothbrush that will revolutionize our smiles. It is called the Aquasonic Black Series Ultra Whitening Toothbrush. Now, this toothbrush is next level. It has an ultrasonic motor with the industry-leading 40,000 vibrations per minute. With that many vibrations, you're going to definitely have a smile on your face.
You know, I love how stylish it is. I mean, and it's black. Too. Oh my God, does it come out in any different attachments?
Absolutely, there's like 8 brush heads included, enough for 2 years, so you never have to worry about the brush wearing down. It also has 4 distinct cleaning modes because depending on what you've had to eat, Gary, sometimes you need to go the extra mile to get your mouth clean.
Oh.
This toothbrush comes with a custom hard shell travel case, and there's a built-in timer so you'll know how long to brush for because it's been clinically proven that with brushing with this type of toothbrush, it's 10 times more effective than a manual toothbrush.
You know, this is no ordinary toothbrush. So how much is it? Is it expensive?
The Aquasonic Black Series Ultra Whitening Toothbrush normally costs about $200, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$39. Oh, that's good.
Put that okay. in your mouth. Go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, can name-dropping Tyler Perry allow you delayed jail time? Well, we'll tell you who is trying to do that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, usually Tyler Perry's character, Madea, can get people into and out of some really crazy situations.
Okay.
And rapper Joel Santana was expected to surrender to law enforcement this week and begin his 27-month jail sentence for a weapon charge, but he had requested to get an extension, and you'll never guess the reason why.
Why?
He wanted an extension to travel here to Georgia to attend the filming of a Tyler Perry reunion next month because it's crucial to his career. And get this, y'all. It actually worked.
Really?
So a New Jersey federal judge granted Joel's motion to delay his surrender from January 30th to February 28th, 2019.
Wow.
That's a whole month almost.
The thing is, it's not like he was coming to film like a Madea reunion movie.
Because I'm confused.
Yeah, they're shooting the Love & Hip Hop reunion show on Tyler Perry's studio.
That's where they filmed it.
With Madea will not be moderating this Love and Hip Hop reunion. It's just gonna be on his property.
He's smart though, cause maybe he heard that the judge is a fan of Madea's.
Hello,
right? There you
Tyler
go.
Perry fan.
You gotta use it.
Mm-hmm. So what was like the craziest thing you've ever told a judge or a cop to get out of a situation?
I never get away with love.
Yeah, cause I remember when you went to jail with the ticket.
I remember you had too. Remember that you were stealing?
Yeah, bring it up. I wasn't stealing. I had a friend that was stealing, and I was with them. Okay, let's be clear.
Oh, accessory to theft.
He was holding it.
He was the getaway driver.
You just looking out,
making sure the popos wasn't coming.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.